Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, ruler of the immense Chaldean Empire, promoted the prophet Daniel to the high position of chief administrator of his kingdom. At the height of his power and glory, Nebuchadnezzar was suddenly struck by God with madness because of his arrogance and pride. Later, when his sanity was restored, he made known to all the peoples of his empire why God had punished him. He issued a proclamation exalting the Most High God. How great are his works, and his dominion endures from generation to generation, said the king. The proclamation recalled how the king had been at home in his palace, contented and prosperous, when one night he had a strange dream that terrified him. He at once summoned the wise men of Babylon to come and interpret the dream, but they were not able to. Then Daniel, whose Chaldean name was Belteshazzar, came before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar told him the dream. The king had seen an immense tree whose top touched the sky. It grew so big and strong that it could be seen to the ends of the earth. Its leaves were beautiful, and its fruit so abundant that it provided food for every creature. Under it the beasts found shelter, and the birds of the air lived in its branches. As he was watching, the king saw an angel coming down from heaven. The holy messenger cried in a loud voice, "Cut down the tree and trim off its branches. Strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. But let the stump and its roots, bound with chains of iron and bronze, remain in the ground, in the grass of the field, and let it be drenched with the dew of heaven. Let his mind be changed from that of a man into that of an animal, till 7 years pass by. The decision is announced by holy messengers, so that everyone living might know that the Most High is ruler over the kingdoms of men, and gives them to anyone he wishes." When Daniel heard the dream, he was greatly astonished, and his thoughts troubled him. Nebuchadnezzar said, "Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its meaning alarm you." Daniel answered, "My lord, if only the dream applied to your enemies. The tree you saw, which grew big and strong, so that it was visible to the whole earth, and that gave food and shelter to every living creature, that tree, O king, is you. Your greatness has grown until it reaches the sky, and your dominion extends to the most distant parts of the earth. You saw an angel coming down from heaven and saying, 'Cut down the tree, but leave the stump in the ground, to be bound with chains and drenched with the dew of heaven, until 7 years pass by.' This is the interpretation, O king. You will be driven away and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like oxen, and be drenched with the dew of heaven until 7 years have passed over you. Then you will acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men, and gives them to anyone he wishes. The stump left in the ground means that your kingdom will be restored to you after you acknowledge that heaven rules over the earth. Therefore, O king, be pleased to accept my advice. Renounce your sins by doing what is right and by being kind to the oppressed. It may be that then your prosperity will continue." 12 months later, as the king was walking on the terrace of the royal palace, he stood and contemplated the magnificent city of Babylon and said, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" The words were still on his lips when a voice came from heaven. "Your royal authority has been taken from you, O Nebuchadnezzar. You will live with the wild animals and eat grass like oxen until 7 years have passed, and you acknowledge that the Most High reigns over the kingdoms of men." Then what Daniel had foretold was fulfilled. The king was smitten with insanity and driven away from his people. He fed on grass and was drenched with dew. His hair grew like the feathers of an eagle, and his nails like the claws of a bird. At the end of 7 years, his understanding was restored. He raised his eyes to heaven and praised the Most High God. He honored and glorified him who lives forever. Everything he does, said the king, is right, and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble. Nebuchadnezzar was restored to his former honor and splendor, and became even greater than before. Next episode, the fall of Babylon.